Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Seasons of My Mother, a memoir of love, family, and flowers by Marcia Gay Harden. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to my amazing mother, Beverly Harden, who fills the world around her with beauty, and to Alvin Sargent, who inspired me to write in 20-minute stretches, and to my remarkable children, Eulala, Julita, and Hudson, without whom my stretches would have been interminable. Your grandmother is an extraordinary woman. Fubutushi, Japanese, noun. The things, feelings, scents, images that evoke memories or anticipation of a particular season. Prologue, My Mother's Flower Path. A mother is the truest friend we have. When trials heavy and sudden fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends desert us, when trouble thickens around us, still will she cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts. Washington Irving. Washington Irving, the author of that beautiful quote, also wrote the wonderful short story Rip Van Winkle, about a man who goes to sleep in the Catskill Mountains for several decades, and when he wakes up, the world around him has drastically changed. He has slept through the death of his wife, the growth of his daughter. Life has transformed around him, yet he has no memory of the passing of time. I read that story as a kid and hated it. Beautifully written, yes, but what an unbearable loss it seemed. My mother, too, has spent many wonderful days in the Catskill Mountains while visiting my family on our lake in upstate New York. She has played with my kids, canoed on the lake, planted in the garden, and slumbered on the hammock. Unlike Rip Van Winkle, however, my mother hasn't slept through life's momentous events. In fact, she's participated fully in the growth of her children, the death of her husband, the births of her grandchildren, and all of the miraculous moments that life has gifted her. But she also has no memory of the passage of time. She has Alzheimer's disease.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?